for hearing that organization of society so that it breeds Krishna consciousness, that it cultures Krishna consciousness. Om Agnate Milandasya Janandana Salataya Chaksur Smilitam Jena Tasmai Sri Rave Namaha Sri Chaitanya Manavishtam Stapitam Jena Bhutale Sayam Rupa Kadamayam Zatati Sa Palantikam Manja Kapalu Vrascha Kripa Sindhu Vai Vrascha Patitanam Bhavane Bhyo Vaishnave Bhyo Namo Nama. We've heard of many auspicious activities, and auspicious means that it is elevating, enriching, purifying. But yet, in and of themselves, auspicious activities may not be fully spiritual, may not be actually spiritual. They may not have an eternal result. So therefore, the last verse we said in purport, I'm sure the Prabhupada, what are auspicious activities? These are the different sanskaras, the different ceremonies, household ceremonies, births, what do they call it? The birth, marriage, and death, they call it. Hatching, matching, and dispatching. These are the different ceremonies. These are auspicious. They should be all performed religiously. But in and of themselves, they're not necessarily spiritual. So therefore, Prabhupada quotes Srila Jiva Goswami saying, Kirtaniya Sadhari. Everything should be combined with the chanting of the holy names. Then it is auspicious, plus it is spiritually purifying and bringing us closer to Krishna. So there are activities, and we heard about the different times, the different conjunctions of the stars and days, etc., that the auspicious activities should be performed. And then the final thing, that if there is an activity and there is a time it should be performed, and then the place also should be suitably auspicious. So now, auspicious places will be described in the next 6 or 7 verses. Narada Muni continued, now I shall describe the places where religious performances may be well executed. Any place where a Vaishnava is available is an excellent place for all auspicious activities. The Supreme Personality of Godhead is the support of this entire cosmic manifestation with all its moving and non-moving living entities. And the temple, again, this is more in the places, auspicious places. And the temple where the deity of the Lord is installed is a most sacred place. Furthermore, places where learned brahmanas observe Vedic principles by means of austerity, education, and mercy are also most auspicious and sacred. Prabhupada's purport. Prabhupada, in these purports, he's going to push the emphasis, or he's going to emphasize the Krishna consciousness movement, its activities, and its temples. In this verse, it is indicated that a Vaishnava temple where the Supreme Personality of Godhead Krishna is worshipped and where Vaishnavas are engaged in the service of the Lord is the best sacred place for performing any religious ceremonies. At the present day, especially in big cities, people live in small apartments and are not able to establish a deity or temple. Under the circumstances, therefore, the centers and temples being established by the expanding Krishna consciousness movement are the best sacred places for performing religious ceremonies. Although people in general are no longer interested in religious ceremonies, why? They have so many other interests and desires, so many things that they wish to do, entertainment, different varieties of enjoyment, sensual pleasures. No one is interested in religious ceremonies assuring a good future. And deity worship No one is interested when you can do so many far more exciting things. So although people in general are no longer interested in religious ceremonies or deity worship, the Krishna consciousness movement gives everyone the chance to advance in spiritual life by becoming Krishna conscious. So the opportunity, despite the lack of interest of people, the opportunity is being offered. Text 29. Auspicious indeed are the places where there is a temple of the Supreme Personality of Godhead, Krishna, in which he is duly worshipped, and also the places where there flow the celebrated sacred rivers mentioned in the Puranas, the supplementary Vedic literatures. Anything spiritual done there is certainly very effective. So temple, places where there are temples, and places where holy rivers flow. Prabhupada's purport. There are many atheists who oppose the worship of the deity of the Supreme Personality of Godhead in the temple. There's groups of people in India who are against, they have movements that are against deity worship, and they say, their line is, God is everywhere. Is God everywhere? Is there any place where God is not? No, so that means he's everywhere. So if he's everywhere, what is the need to go to the temple? So don't worship the deity in the temple, worship God, he's everywhere. So Prabhupada's general reply to that was, they're saying that he's everywhere, but not in the temple. If he's in the temple too, why can't you go to the temple and worship him there? There's such a nice system and formulation for worshiping him in the temple. Why not go there? It's easy. Easy in the sense that there is no other purpose for the temple other than the worship of the Lord. The other places where God is, he's there undoubtedly, but he's not being worshipped. Therefore, it's so easy to slip into the mentality, unless one is completely pure, of not seeing him in those places, because no one else is seeing him or worshipping him in those places. He's not the center of existence in those places. So therefore, although he is there, very, very difficult to worship him there. So therefore, the temples are there. There are many atheists who oppose the worship of the deity of the Supreme Personality of Godhead in the temple. In this verse, however, it is authoritatively stated that any place where the deity is worshipped is transcendental. It does not belong to the material world. It is also said that the forest is in the mode of goodness, and therefore those who want to cultivate spiritual life are advised to go to the forest. Vanam gato yad harimashriyeta. Prahlad Maharaj says that. But one should not go to the forest simply to live like a monkey. Monkeys and other ferocious animals also live in the forest. But a person who goes to the forest for spiritual culture must accept the lotus feet of the Supreme Personality of Godhead as shelter. Vanam gato yad harimashriyeta. One should not be satisfied simply to go to the forest. One should be not simply satisfied that God is everywhere. One must take shelter of him and worship him everywhere. And because it is not easy to do that, in fact it is difficult to take shelter of him everywhere, it's easy to get overwhelmed by Maya, not worship God. So, since in this age, therefore, since it's impossible to go to the forest for spiritual culture, one is recommended to live in the temple community as a devotee. Regularly worship the deity, follow the regulative principles, and thus make the place like Vaikuntha. The forest may be in goodness, the cities and villages in passion, and the brothels, hotels, and restaurants in ignorance. But when one lives in the temple community, he lives in Vaikuntha. Therefore it is said here, Shreya Sampadim, it is the best, most auspicious place. Now what makes the temple or the temple community Vaikuntha? It is that Krishna is in fact the center. And things in the temple are done around Krishna's convenience and what will please him. That is the center. Prabhupada explained this in relationship to communities when he was giving his concepts for New Vrindavan many years ago. And he said, everyone should rally around the deity. The whole community should be centered around the deity. And that is what it makes it Vaikuntha. This is actually described in the third canto of the Bhagavatam. When the four Kumaras go to Vaikuntha, it explains why the atmosphere is so sweet, is because there is one center. And that center is the Supreme Personality of Godhead, His pleasure. And in the material world, the specific characteristic is that there are unlimited centers. Every individual supposes himself the center of existence. And therefore, the atmosphere is materialistic. But when Krishna is the center, and things are done for His pleasure, and everyone rallies around the deities, or when Srila Prabhupada was on this planet, although there were many temples, and the devotees in the temples loved the deities of their particular temple, but yet in the movement, everyone rallied around Srila Prabhupada. So it needs, for there to be a center, that needs to be a center, central. It has to be a common center. In many places throughout the world, we are constructing communities to give shelter to devotees and worship the deity in the temple. The deity cannot be worshipped except by devotees. Temple worshippers who fail to give importance to the devotees are third class. They're kanista adhikaris in the lower stage of spiritual life. As is said in Srimad Bhagavatam, Acharyami vaharaye pujam ya shradaye hate natad bhakti sanye shusa bhakta prakrita smita. A person who is very faithfully engaged in the worship of the deity in the temple but does not know how to behave towards devotees or people in general is called a prakrita bhakta or kanista adhikari. Therefore in the temple there must be the deity of the Lord, and the Lord should be worshipped by the devotees. This combination of the devotees and the deity creates a first-class transcendental place. Aside from this, if a grihastha devotee worships the shalagram shila or the form of the deity at home, his home also becomes a very great place. It was therefore customary for members of the three higher classes, namely the Brahmins, Kshatriyas, and Vaishyas, to worship the shalagram shila or a small deity of Radha Krishna or Sitaram in each and every home. This made everything auspicious. But now they have given up the deity worship. Men have become modernized and are consequently indulging in all sorts of sinful activities, and therefore they are extremely unhappy. According to Vedic civilization, therefore, the holy places of pilgrimage are considered most sacred. And still there are hundreds and thousands of holy places like Jagannath Puri, Vrindavan, Haridwar, Rameshwar, Prayag, and Mathura. India is the place for worshipping or for cultivating spiritual life. The Krishna consciousness movement invites everyone from all over the world without discrimination as to caste or creed to come to its centers and cultivate spiritual life perfectly. So more on holy places where to perform auspicious activities. And as we would expect, Prabhupada is bringing the activity that should be cultivated is the ultimate activity of Krishna consciousness. So he's bringing the point to that in his purport commentaries. Texts 30 through 33. The sacred lakes like Pushkar and places where saintly persons live, like Kurukshetra, Gaya, Prayag, Pulashram, Namasharanya, the banks of the Phagu River, Seta Banda, Prabhash, Dwarka, Varanasi, Mathura, Pampa, Bindusarov, Badarikashram, Narayanashram, the places where the Nanda River flows, the places where Lord Ramachandra and Mother Sita took shelter, such as Chitrakuta, and also the hilly tract of land known as Mahendra and Malaya, all of these are to be considered most pious and sacred. Similarly, places outside of India where there are centers of the Krishna consciousness movement, and Radha Krishna deities of worship must all be visited and worshipped by those who want to be spiritually advanced. One who intends to advance in spiritual life may visit all these places and perform ritualistic ceremonies to get results 1,000 times better than the results of the same activities performed in any other place. Srila Prabhupada's purport. In these verses, and in verse 29, stress is given to one point. Harer archa shritas chaye, or Harer Archa. In other words, any place where the deity of the Supreme Personality of Godhead is worshipped by devotees is most significant. The Krishna consciousness movement is giving the population of the entire world the chance to take advantage of Krishna consciousness through the ISKCON centers, where one may perform deity worship and chant the Hare Krishna mantra, and in this way obtain results with effectiveness increased 1,000 times. This constitutes the best welfare activity for human society. This was Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu's mission, and it was predicted by him in the Chaitanya Bhagavat, Antilila 4.126. Prithivite ache yata nagaradigram savatra prachara haive moranam. Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu wanted the Krishna consciousness movement with installed deities to spread to every village and town in the world, so that everyone in the world might take advantage of this movement and become all auspicious in spiritual life. Without spiritual life, nothing is auspicious. Mogasya moga kamano moga jnana vacheta saha. No one can become successful in fruitive activities or speculative knowledge without being Krishna conscious. As recommended in the Shastras, everyone should be eagerly interested in taking part in the Krishna consciousness movement and understand the value of spiritual life. So there are different types of worship recommended at different times and different place, but so far what hasn't been emphasized, there are so many auspicious rituals and activities mentioned, but who is actually to be worshipped by these processes of the time and the place and the activities? So now we will enter into that topic. O King of the Earth, the Patram, the true person to whom charity must be given. King of the Earth, it has been decided by expert learned scholars that only the Supreme Personality of Godhead, Krishna, in whom all that is moving or non-moving within this universe is resting, and from whom everything is coming, is the best person to whom everything must be given. Purport. Whether we perform some religious act in terms of dharma, artha, kama, and moksha, we must perform it in according to the time, place, and person, kaladeshan patra. Narada Muni has already described the desh, the place, and kala, the time. The kala has been described in verses 20 through 24, beginning with the words ayane vishuve kuryad vyatipate dinachaye. And the places for giving charity or performing ritualistic ceremony have been described in verses 30 through 33. Now, beginning with saramsi pushkaradhini chetrani arhasritani uta. Now, to whom everything must be given is decided in this verse. Harir evaka orvisha yan mayam vai charat charam. The Supreme Personality of Godhead Krishna is the root of everything, and therefore he is the best patra, or person to whom everything must be given. In the Bhagavad Gita it is said, Bhoktaram Jagatapasam Savaloka Maheshwaram Suridam Savabhutanam Vyatvamam Shantim Richati. If one wants to enjoy real peace and prosperity, he should give everything to Krishna, who is the real enjoyer, real friend, and real proprietor. It is therefore said, Yata taro mulana sechanena tripyantita skanna bhujo pashakka prano paharachaya tendriyanam
Tataiva sarva hanamachuteja.
By worshipping or satisfying Achyuta, the Supreme Personality of Godhead Krishna, one can satisfy everyone, just as one can water the branches, leaves, and flowers of a tree simply by watering its root, or as one satisfies all the senses of the body by giving everything to the giving food to the stomach. Therefore, a devotee simply offers everything to the Supreme Personality of Godhead to receive the best results of charity, religious performances, sense gratification, and even liberation. O King Yudhisthira, the demigods, many great sages and saints, including even the four sons of Lord Brahma, and I myself were present at your Rajasuya sacrificial ceremony. But when there was a question of who should be the first person worshipped, everyone decided upon Lord Krishna, the Supreme Person. Purport. This is a reference to the Rajasuya sacrifice performed by Maharaj Yudhisthira. In that meeting, there was a great turmoil over selecting the best person to be worshipped first. Everyone decided to worship Sri Krishna. The only protest came from Shishupala. And because of his vehement opposition, he was killed by the Supreme Personality of Godhead. He was envious of Krishna. So now Narada is pushing strongly, asserting strongly, that Krishna is the ultimate person to be worshipped. Krishna stu bhagavan sayam. He is the Supreme Personality of Godhead. The entire universe, which is full of living entities, is like a tree whose root is the Supreme Personality of Godhead, Achyuta, Krishna. Therefore, simply by worshipping Lord Krishna, one can worship all living entities. All living entities are satisfied when one worships Krishna. We'll read the first part of Prabhupada's purport. In Bhagavad Gita 10.8, the Lord says, Aham savasya prabhavo matak savam bhavartate iti matva bhajante mam buddhabhava samanvitaha. I am the source of all spiritual and material worlds. Everything emanates from me. The wise who perfectly know this engage in my devotional service and worship me with all their hearts. People are very much anxious to give service to other living entities, especially to the poor. But although they have manufactured many ways to give such help, actually they are expert in killing the poor living entities. This sort of service or mercy is not recommended in the Vedic wisdom. As stated in a previous verse, it has been decided, naruktam, by expert saintly persons that Krishna is the root of everything, and that worshipping Krishna is worshipping everyone. Just as supplying water to the root of a tree means satisfying all of its branches and twigs. Why should we worship Krishna? Why is it our position to make him the center of our existence? Is because he is the super soul. He gives life to everyone. Nowadays, when someone is greater than us, well, this is the tendency. When someone is greater than us and we're dependent upon him, we become envious of that person and want to pull him down and occupy his position. In previous times, when someone had power, people respected that power. Why? Because they saw that that power was given by God. And the person who had that power had a responsibility to act as a godly person, as a representative of God. And therefore the king was called Naradeva. The kings in previous time were seen as they were carrying the weight, divine weight, for rulership. They were seen as representatives of the Lord. Indeed, when Chaitanya Mahaprabhu was traveling in Bengal, the Nawab Hussein Shah, a Muslim, he asked a great devotee, I can't remember if it was Sanatana Goswami, I think. Yes, it was Sanatana Goswami. He asked, who is he? Who is this person? People say he's the Supreme Lord. Who is he? So, Sanatana Goswami, being very, very intelligent, he said, you are the king. You are a representative of God, so there's no need to ask me, you ask yourself. And then he did actually do that. He asked himself and he said, yes, he's the Supreme Lord. But because the kings do not have ceased to act as representatives of the Lord, the people have stopped treating them as representatives of the Lord, and immediately they want to pull them down. So in previous, more pious times, when someone was great and was kindly disposed, everyone treated that person with great, great deference and respect. But now, due to the increase of envy on both sides, on the person with power side and the people without the power side, the dependent people, then there is enmity. Enmity and enmity and envy go together. So why should we worship Krishna? It's because he is the greatest. He is the greatest person. Purusha Para. Krishna explains in the Bhagavad Gita. I am the greatest person. And everyone is dependent to me, upon me. All these planets, Avishya, I have entered into all of them. I'm maintaining and supporting everything. Therefore, it's your natural position to worship me. People nowadays think, well, maybe he's God, but what does it have to do with me? What can he do for me, is the question. Not that it's my duty to worship him. Here is my list, dear Lord, of all the things that I want. But naturally, we should give everything to him. Naturally. It's a natural position because he is giving life to us all. Text 37. The Supreme Personality of Godhead has created many residential places, like the bodies of human beings. Look, our bodies come from him. Not only ours, but animal bodies, birds, saints and demigods, and all of these innumerable bodily forms. The Lord resides with the living being as Paramatma. Thus he is known as the Purusha Avatar. So there are three Paramatmas. One is the Paramatma in everyone's heart, who gives life to the body. Even the soul itself isn't sufficient to give life to the body without the Paramatma. Then there's the Paramatma of the universe. Garbhadaksha Vishnu gives life to the universe. And then there's the Paramatma, the Karanadaksha Vishnu, who gives life to the entire material manifestation, and the universe has come from his skin. So these are the three Purusha avatars. In Bhagavad Gita, Prabhupada's purport, 1861, and this is, of course, this verse refers to the Paramatma who is in everyone's heart. Kiridaksha Vishnu is a super soul. In Bhagavad Gita 1861, it is said, Ishvara Savabhutanam Riddhishe Arjuna Tishtati Ramayan Savabhutani Yantra Riddhani Maya. The Supreme Lord is situated in everyone's heart, O Arjuna, and is directing the wanderings of all living entities who are seated as on a machine made of the material energy. The living entity who is part and parcel of the Supreme Personality of Godhead exists on the mercy of the Lord, who is always with him in any form of body. The living entity desires a particular type of material enjoyment, and thus the Lord supplies him with a body which is like a machine. Just to keep him alive in that body, the Lord remains with him as the Purusha, Kiridaksha Vishnu. This is also confirmed in the Brahma Samhita. Eko pyaso rachayitam jagaranda kotim yakchaktirasti jagaranda chaya yaranta andantarasta paramanu chayantarastam govindamari purusham tamaham vajami. I worship the personality of Godhead, Govinda, who enters the existence of every universe and every atom by one of his plenary portions, and thus manifests his infinite energy throughout the material creation. So this is Krishna. Just like when one gets mercy from a great devotee. Whose mercy is that? There's two ways to look at that. From Krishna's point of view, what Krishna says is, this is the mercy of the devotee. But what does the devotee say? This is the mercy of Krishna. So who's actually right? Is it the mercy of Krishna or the mercy of the devotee? It's both right. So Krishna, he is the one who enters. He is the devotee has Krishna's kripa shakti, his energy of mercy. So it's the devotee, and yet it's the Lord's energy. So similarly, Krishna is the one. Govinda is the one who is in everyone's heart, who enters every universe, who is the Karanadakshaya Vishnu. But he does this through his expansions of Karanadakshaya Vishnu, Govardakshaya Vishnu, Kiradakshaya Vishnu. The living being part and parcel of the Lord, is known as Jiva. The Supreme Lord Purusha remains with the Jiva to enable him to enjoy material facilities. 38. O King Yudhisthira, the super soul in every body gives intelligence to the individual soul according to his capacity for understanding. Therefore, the super soul is the chief within the body. The super soul is manifested to the individual soul according to the individual soul's comparative development of knowledge, austerity, penance, and so on. Purport. In Bhagavad Gita it is said, Mata smittim gyanam apanam cha. The Supreme Personality of Godhead in its localized aspect gives intelligence to the individual soul as far as he is able to grasp it. So we're completely dependent on the Lord. Our body comes from him. Our intelligence comes from him. He is the worshipable person. Therefore, we find the individual soul in different high and low positions. A living entity with the body of a bird or beast cannot take instructions from the Supreme Soul as adequately as an advanced human being. Thus, there are gradations of bodily forms. In human society, the perfect Brahman is supposed to be the most advanced in spiritual consciousness, and further advanced than the Brahmana is the Vaishnava. Therefore, the best persons are the Vaishnavas and Vishnu. So, Srila Sridhar Swami comments in this case, on this point, saying that because the best of persons, those who have the most capacity of consciousness, because this verse is saying that the Lord gives everyone consciousness or intelligence according to his capacity. So because the Brahmins are in the mode of goodness, they have a greater capacity for knowledge, so therefore the Lord gives them knowledge. It's not that they get knowledge exactly, they make their attempt to get knowledge, but they are given knowledge in response to their attempt, because the attempt in itself is not sufficient. So the Brahmins, because they're in the mode of goodness, they have such exalted knowledge in reciprocation from Krishna. And the Vaishnavas, because they are devotees, they love Krishna. Krishna gives them knowledge about himself and love of himself. So Srila Swami says, because they have the Vaishnavas, the devotees have the highest consciousness, because Krishna has given them that, charity is best given to the Lord and his devotees. In any case, all living entities are conducted by the super soul. That is a comment by Srila Srila Swami. 39. My dear King, Yudhisthira continues, when great sages and saintly persons saw mutually disrespectful dealings at the beginning of Treta Yuga, deity worship in the temple was introduced with all paraphernalia. Prabhupada's purport. As it is said in Srimad Bhagavatam 12.352, Kriteya Jayato Vishnum Tretayam Yajato Makai Dapare Paricharyayam Kalo Tadhari Kirtanat. Whatever results one obtained in Satya Yuga by meditating on Vishnu, in Treta Yuga by performing sacrifices, and in Dwapara Yuga by serving the Lord's lotus feet, one can also obtain in Kali Yuga simply by chanting the Hare Krishna Maha Mantra, Dhari
Hari Kirtanat. Kalo Tad Hari Kirtanat. In Satyuga, every person was spiritually advanced, and there was no envy between great personalities. Gradually, however, because of material contamination with the advance of ages, disrespectful dealings appeared even among Brahmanas and Vaishnavas. Actually, an advanced Vaishnava is to be respected more than Vishnu. As stated in the Padma Purana, Aradhananam Savesham Vishnu Aradhanam Param. Of all kinds of worship, worship of Lord Vishnu is the best. Tasmat Prataram Devi Tadiyanam Samacharam. And recommended more than worship of Vishnu is worship of the Vaishnava. Formerly, all activities were performed in connection with Vishnu. But after Satyayuga, there were symptoms of disrespectful dealings among Vaishnavas. Srila Bhaktivinoda Thakur has said that a Vaishnava is he who helped others become Vaishnavas. An example of one who has converted many others into Vaishnavas is Narad Muni. A powerful Vaishnava who has converted others into Vaishnavas is to be worshipped. But because of material contamination, sometimes such an exalted Vaishnava is disrespected by other minor Vaishnavas. When great saintly persons saw this contamination, they introduced worship of the deity in the temple. This began in Treta Yuga and was especially prominent in Dwapara Yuga, Dwapare Paricharyayam. But in Kali Yuga, worship of the deity is being neglected. Therefore, chanting of the Hare Krishna mantra is more powerful than deity worship. Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu set a practical example in that he did not establish any temples or deities, but he profusely introduced the Sankirtan movement. Therefore, Krishna conscious preachers should give more stress to the Sankirtan movement, especially by distributing transcendental literature more and more. This helps the Sankirtan movement. Whenever there is a possibility to worship the deity, we may establish many centers. But generally, we should give more stress to the distribution of transcendental literature, for this will be more effective in converting people to Krishna consciousness. It is said in Srimad Bhagavatam, Acharyam eva haraye pujam yas shradaye hate natad bhaktesh chanyeshu sabhakta prakrita smrita. A person who is very faithfully engaged in the worship of the deity in the temple but does not know how to behave towards devotees or people in general is called a prakrita bhakta or kanista adhikari. A prakrita devotee or neophyte devotee is still on the material platform. He certainly engages in worshipping the deity, but he cannot appreciate the activities of a pure devotee. It has actually been seen that even an authorized devotee who is engaged in the service of the Lord by preaching the mission of Krishna consciousness is sometimes criticized by neophyte devotees. Such neophytes are described by Vishwanath Chakravarti Thakur, Sava Prani Samana Ana Samartanam Avagya Sparda Dimatam Tu Bhagavat Pratimaiva Patram Iti Aha. For those who cannot properly appreciate the activities of authorized devotees, deity worship is the only way for spiritual advancement. In the Chaitanya Charitamrita, Antyalila 7:11, it is clearly said, Krishna Shakti Vina Nahi Tar Pravartana. Without being authorized by Krishna, one cannot preach the holy name of the Lord throughout the entire world. Nevertheless, a devotee who does so is criticized by neophyte devotees, kanista adhikaris, who are on the lowest stage of devotional service. For them, deity worship is strongly recommended. Text 40. Sometimes a neophyte devotee offers all the paraphernalia for worshiping the Lord, and he factually worships the Lord as the deity. But because he is envious of the authorized devotees of Lord Vishnu, the Lord is never satisfied with his devotional service. So here in these verses and purports, envy is being stressed as the antithesis of devotion. Kapila Muni in the third canto when describing Sankhya Yoga explains how one who worships the deity but disrespects the devotees is not worshiping properly, and he's a neophyte. This is also explained in the 11th canto. and that one must respect all living entities in everybody, regardless of the body that the living entity is inhabiting. So for devotion, to devotional service, to really take root in the heart, envy has to be rooted out, just as weeds have to be rooted out for plants to grow luxuriantly. So if one is even worshipping the deity but is envious, the Lord is not satisfied. That means prakriti-bhakta, Prabhupada's purport. And Prabhupada was referring to, though he of course was himself a great preacher, and sometimes he was criticized unnecessarily by those who were envious. So he said, let them worship the deity, we'll continue preaching. That's what he said. Deity worship, Prabhupada's purport to 40. Deity worship is especially meant for purifying the neophyte devotees. Actually, however, preaching is more important. In Bhagavad Gita 18:69, it is said, Nachat tasman manusheshu kaschin me priyakritama. If one wants to be recognized by the Supreme Personality of Godhead, he must preach the glories of the Lord. One who worships the deity must therefore be extremely respectful to preachers. Otherwise, simply worshipping the deity will keep one in the lowest stage of devotion. 41. My dear King, of all persons, a qualified brahmana must be accepted as the best within the material world, because such a brahmana, by practicing austerity, Vedic studies, and satisfaction, becomes the counterpart body of the Supreme Personality of Godhead. What does it mean to practice satisfaction? Whatever there is, santushta sama dukkha sukha. Whatever there is, one should be satisfied with that. This is what God has given. That's a type of surrender. We have to be satisfied. Tatenu kampam susamikshamano. We should see Krishna's mercy in that. We have our karma, and it's individual, but we should see Krishna in that. So the brahmana, the qualified brahmana, is accepted as best because he practices austerity, Vedic study, and satisfaction. By these practices, he becomes the counterpart body of the Supreme Personality of Godhead. Purport. From the Vedas, we learn that the Personality of Godhead is the Supreme Person. Every living entity is an individual person, and the Supreme Personality of Godhead, Krishna, is the Supreme Person. A brahmana who is well versed in Vedic knowledge and fully conversant with transcendental matters becomes a representative of the Supreme Personality of Godhead, and therefore one should worship such a brahmana or Vaishnava. A Vaishnava is superior to a brahmana because whereas a brahmana knows that he is Brahman, not matter, a Vaishnava knows that he is not only Brahman, but also an eternal servant of the Supreme Brahman. Therefore, worship of a Vaishnava is superior to worship of the deity in the temple. Vishwanath Chakravarti Thakur says, Shakshadhari Tvenasamasta Sastre. In all the scriptures, the spiritual master who is the best of the Brahmanas, the best of the Vaishnavas, is considered to be as good as the Supreme Personality of Godhead. This does not mean, however, that the Vaishnava thinks himself God, for this is blasphemous. Although a Brahmana or a Vaishnava is worshipped as being as good as the Supreme Personality of Godhead, such a devotee always remains a faithful servant of the Lord and never tries to enjoy the prestige that might accrue to him from being the Supreme Lord's representative. My dear King Yudhisthira, in the final verse in this chapter 14. Narada concludes this chapter, which is ideal family life, by saying, my dear King Yudhisthira, the brahmanas, especially those engaged in preaching the glories of the Lord throughout the entire world, are recognized and worshipped by the Supreme Personality of Godhead, who is the heart and soul of all creation. The brahmanas, by their preaching, sanctify the three worlds with the dust of their lotus feet, and thus they are worshipable, even for Krishna. So the philosophical continuum is that to purify the householders, or anyone, practically speaking, there are auspicious rituals that should be performed at auspicious places at auspicious times. And who is to be worshipped by these? It is Krishna. And even better than Krishna worship is worship of the pure devotees of Krishna. Because, and especially the preachers, this is what M. Prabhupada is bringing it to that point. They sanctified Punataha, Padaraja, the dust of their lotus feet sanctifies the three worlds. They are worshipable even for Krishna. And, purport. As admitted by Lord Krishna in Bhagavad Gita 1869, Nachat Tasman Minushe Chu Kastit Me Priya Kritama. The Brahmanas preach the cult of Krishna consciousness all around the world. And therefore, although they worship Krishna, the Supreme Personality of Godhead, the Lord also recognizes them as worshipable. The relationship is reciprocal. The Brahmanas want to worship Krishna, and similarly Krishna wants to worship the Brahmanas. In conclusion, therefore, Brahmanas and Vaishnavas who are engaged in preaching the glories of the Lord must be worshipped by religionists, philosophers, and people in general. At the Rajasuya Yajna of Maharaj Yudhisthira, many hundreds and thousands of Brahmanas were present, yet Krishna was selected to be worshipped first. Therefore, Krishna is always the Supreme Person, but by His causeless mercy, He recognizes the Brahmanas as dear most to Him. Thus in the Bhaktivedanta purports, the 7th canto, 14th chapter of Srimad Bhagavatam, entitled Ideal Family Life. And when we continue, we'll continue to the final, the 15th chapter of the canto, which is Instructions for Civilized Human Beings. A lot of powerful purports. Srimad Bhagavatam ki jai, Srila Prabhupada ki jai.